I have a query in my mind that if someone is in Krishna consciousness, then he has more affection towards Sri Radharani than Krishna, and he get more relaxed and feel good in Radha name than Krishna, and some look Krishna after Sri Radha, then is it offense for Krishna towards Krishna?
Well, the affection or interest or attraction to Radharani, Radha and Krishna are one. Shakti, Shakti, Matura, Beta. There's no difference between Shakti and Shaktiman. Krishna and Radha. Radha is only pleased when she's with Krishna. And you say, I'm only interested in Radha. I only want to chant Radha's names. Is that offense? Yes, that's not offense. But it's not the complete, this is not proper bhajan. There's no greater lover of Radharani than her mandaris. The Priya Sakhis and Nitya Sakhis of Radharani, in that category, they're the mandaris, the kinkaris, the dasis, Rupa Mandari, Rati Mandari, Tulsi Mandari, Milas Mandari, Kasturi Mandari, Manjulali, etc. Guna Manjari. They're like Bhav Taratmya with Radharani. They're one with Radharani's heart, mind, everything. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, Tulsi Manjari, he prays, I believe it's in Vilapkusa Manjari, maybe somewhere else, he said, or Radharas Serenity, either one of these two. He said, I chant the best mantra, Gopal mantra. I chant the best mantra, Gopal mantra. I sing the names of Krishna. And I daily do japa, my mantra japa and dhyan are the best mantra of Krishna. And I worship Krishna. And I read about Krishna. And I hear about Krishna. And all these activities I do, keeping Radha in my mind. For example, Krishna was initiated in a mantra by Bhaguri Rishi. Bhaguri Rishi, or maybe Garga Muni, the family priest of Nanda Maharaj, I think it was Bhaguri Rishi, and Garga Muni did the name-giving, Namkarana, name-giving ceremony. Bhaguri Rishi, I think he was a Kula Guru. So once Nanda Baba said, look, my son now is 9, 10, 11, he should have some mantra. And we worship in our house, in our royal palace at Nandishwar. We worship Lakshmi Narayan, Murti, so you can give him Narayan mantra. So after Krishna takes breakfast in the, prasad or bhog, in the morning around 7 a.m. he finishes, 7:30, before Gocharan, he goes into the Narayana Mandir. His mother tells him, oh, Lala, you finished your prasad, or your bhog. Now you go, you wash and do achvan, and you sit down in the Mandir and you chant japa, mantra jap, before you go to work, like some grihasthas do. So before you go for Gocharan Leela, taking care of the cows. So the Krishna went there and sat, and he started saying, as his mantra was, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha. So he went in and he sat there and he closed his eyes and sat very straight. He made a show that he was going to really seriously do his Narayan mantra. And Mother Yashoda was standing at the door looking at him, and she was thinking, oh, my son, he's such a yogi. Look how straight he's sitting. Look how seriously he's meditating, doing his mantra dhyan. He seems to be closing his senses to everything else in this world. He's simply absorbing himself. I can hear him whispering, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha. So Krishna was doing this. He had his eyes closed, but actually he could feel that Yashoda was looking at him from his back. And so he chanted like that so she would feel comfortable. As soon as he as Shyamasundara Krishna could know that Yashoda was not looking at me anymore. He just turned around and he knew she wasn't there. So then he started chanting, Radha, Radha, Radha. So then for about 10 minutes he was crying and started crying, seeing Radharani and envisioning a beautiful pastime of meeting Radharani at Radhakund, which would of course happen soon. Then when he came out of the temple, Mother Yashoda said, "Oh Lala, you're crying. Did you have spurti of Narayan, or you must have had communion with God?" "Oh yes, Mother, I had darshan. It was very, very beautiful. It was very, very wonderful. I'm so happy that you got me initiated in this Narayan mantra." So there's an example of Krishna worshipping Narayan to get Radharani. So either Radha Sunanidhi, Prabhupada Saraswati, or Raghunath Das is praying. "I chant the best of mantras, the Gopal mantra, and I chant my Naam, the Hare Krishna, you know, the Naam Sankirtan, and I read the books about Krishna, all the while thinking, please bless me that I can become Radharani's devotee." So it's incomplete bhajan or incomplete worship to only worship Radharani. Because worshiping Radharani, it finds its perfection when you bring her to meet Krishna. And when she's with Krishna, sambhog vilas. There's sambhog vilas and there's viraha. Viyog and samyog. Samyog is meeting and joined together, and viyog is enjoying the bliss of separation. The viraha nourishes and enhances and invigorates and energizes and rejuvenates the depth and taste and sweetness of the love of the beloveds, the lover and the beloved. The separation acts to revitalize and rejuvenate and invigorate their loving relationship with one another. So all these pastimes, Krishna and Radharani are together, separated wanting to be together, and together and fearing separation. So that we do yugalopasana. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, some parivars or some pradayas, they may only worship Radharani, I can't say. But Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they're called Yugal Upasaka. Radha Krishna Govinda Yugal. We worship Radha Govinda together. So all of our books that teach us how to worship and do puja, meditation, they're always about worshiping Radha and Krishna together. And of course, as a mantra, our angle of vision is we're worshiping Krishna or serving Krishna because Krishna is Radharani's boyfriend. But our Ishtadeva is Radha and Krishna, Ishtadevata. But we're in Radharani's party. She's our Yukteswari for everyone. And we have our local Yukteswari also. But the Yukteswari for all Sakis is Radharani. So this, we should not neglect Krishna. This is not the way. Even when on the highest level of mantra chanting and lila meditation is done by the Lobamayi Raghunuga Bhaktis that are full of greed for the love and service and shelter and lilas of Radha and Krishna. Those devotees that are following that path of Raghunuga Bhakti and Mandri Bhav, they're chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, for the pleasure of Radharani during times of viraha, separation, or during times of union. Raghunath Das Goswami and Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur have given very nice deep meanings of these Maha Mantra. And in those meanings, every word means Krishna. So the Sakis and Mandris are not neglecting Krishna at all. They're serving Radharani by giving her Krishna. The best medicine for Radharani's separation is the reminder of Krishna. It's called Rasodgar. Rasodgar. Rasodgar means to churn the rasas, to remind Radharani of Krishna by telling her pastimes that they just had, her pastimes from the night before, when she's at a later time separated. So we worship Radha and Krishna together. So I'm sitting beside Radharani in a flower bed at 6 o'clock in the evening, and I'm chanting the Maha Mantra. and Hari means Krishna, and Krishna means Krishna, and Ram means Radharaman, the great transcendental divine erotic lover of Radharani. Radha Ramana Girida Ramana Bihari, Ramana Bihari, we say. Ramana Bihari Sham and Radha Biharini Radha. Raman Bihari, Ramana, Ramana Bihari, and Raman Bihari. Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari, Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari.